Anyone sure sitting there?
No.
Oh, you don't want to sit with me?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So we're on week 3 this week. Does everyone have their books out? So can we read the title all together?
Christ as the food, clothing, and dwelling of the priest.
Can we read it one more time?
Christ as the food, clothing, and dwelling of the priest.
And the Roman numerals are basically the title, but I guess we can read them for emphasis. So I guess we could read 1, 2, and 3.
Amen.
Christ is the food of the priest. Christ is the clothing of the priest.
Christ is the dwelling of the priest.
Amen. And so can we go to day 4? Sorry, day 5. And can we read Ephesians 4:24? Just whatever's there. Put on
the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality.
So let's pray, read this verse.
Put on the new man.
Amen. Put on the new man.
According to God.
Amen.
In righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
In righteousness.
Amen.
In righteousness.
Amen.
That's right.
In
righteousness.
Amen.
In righteousness.
Amen.
Righteousness.
Amen. According to God, in righteousness.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
According to God, in righteousness.
Amen.
And holiness.
Amen. Amen. In righteousness and holiness.
Righteousness and holiness.
Amen.
In righteousness and holiness.
Amen.
In righteousness and holiness.
Amen.
Of the reality.
Amen.
Of the reality.
Amen.
Of the reality.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Put on the new man.
Amen.
She was created
according to God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, right, we've seen in the past 2 weeks, right, that we are priests. We've also seen the definition of a priest. So, this week, right, we see that as priests, right, we need to enjoy Christ as our food.
Amen.
And we need to put on Christ as our clothing.
Amen.
And then we also need to be the dwelling place for Christ.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed the matter of with the food, right? We need to eat Christ.
Amen.
Right? We need to live a life of eating Christ, of just enjoying Christ.
Amen.
And right in point one, we see like these 9 different things, right? All these offerings that Christ is the reality of, right? So because of time, I probably won't be able to get into them, but I just really enjoy that Christ is the reality of all these offerings. Right? Right? We can experience these offerings. Right? These things are real. They're not just in the Old Testament, but actually Christ is the reality of all these Old Testament offerings. And right, I know this example is kind of overused, right? But it's like, right, it's like a buffet, and right, there's just all these offerings, right? Christ has all these different aspects laid out in front of us, and he's just like, I want you to enjoy all these things. I want you to experience all these things. But a lot of times, like, we don't come to this, right? We're like, we're like masochists, and we like look at all this food, and we just like decide to like drink some water. But right, there's all this stuff laid out for us, right? We just need to come, and we need to enjoy all of this, all these things that Christ has offered to us. And I think the Morning Bible didn't really get too into most of these offerings, but I really enjoyed. I think it was a trespass offering, right? And that, right? If we go, we need to go out and preach the gospel, right? So if we always hear that if we go out and preach the gospel, actually we're the ones who are saved first, right? And so because, right? So when we go out, when we're right preaching the gospel, when we're ministering Christ to others, right? Not only will they be saved, right? But actually we'll also be feeding. We'll also be eating Christ.
Right.
Right? So, like, me personally, like, I don't preach the gospel very often, right? So, like, I'm hungry in this aspect, right? So if we don't go out and preach the gospel, right, we're starving, right? We're hungry. Like, we need something more to eat, right? Amen. So if we go out to preach the gospel, right, we are able to, right, eat Christ.
Amen.
And then the second aspect is the matter of the clothing, and so right, we have to put on Christ, and the Morning Bible, right, goes into some of the different aspects of the clothing, right? So right, when we put on the clothing, right, we are expressing God. Mm-hmm. Right, people see us, they should be seeing Christ.
Amen.
And what are the different things that they should be seeing? So they should be seeing the linen, right, which is the purity of Christ. Right. They should be seeing the gold, which is the divine nature of Christ, and then the purple, which is the kingship and the dignity of Christ. And then also the scarlet, which is the redemption of Christ, right?
Amen.
And so right, when people see us, they should be able to see all these things expressed in us. Right, and so how can we have these things expressed? It's actually just going back to point one.
Yeah.
It's by eating Christ, right?
Amen.
So the more we are eating Christ, the more Christ is brought into us. Amen. And then the more we are able to express Christ, right, and have this clothing that expresses Christ.
Amen.
And then finally, right, the last point, right, it's that we are a dwelling place for Christ.
Amen.
So I really enjoy the matter of, like, of the church, right? So a lot of times it says we need to put on the new man, right? But I guess the way I looked at it was, so if I'm the, like, we're all the church, right? And then because we're the church, we express Christ. But actually, it's because we express Christ that we are part of the church, right? Mm-hmm. So if we're not expressing Christ, we're not really expressing the church, right? We're not really expressing God.
Right.
So actually, the clothing is, right? The clothing is the dwelling place, right? Because
yeah.
the new man is the body, right? The new man is the church. So when you're putting on the new man, you're actually clothing yourself with the body.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not being clothed, then you don't have the body technically, right?
Right?
So right, I just really enjoyed that we need to be clothed with Christ, right? And then in this way we not only express God, we not only express Christ, we actually also are expressing the body.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we can open up to Sharon.
Amen.
I'm a weak
different book. Week 12 Amen. From the winter training.
Amen.
Right, and it's also on the priesthood.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
You know, I was like worried on my drive here. I was like, Lord, I have nothing. Like, I have nothing to bring to this meeting. I have at most, like, I wouldn't even call it a goat. It's like a baby goat. Like, I got nothing.
Bring your dove.
Because, I mean, anyways, I didn't even fully understand it, the messages. But my burden that I received from it was that a priest, besides all, was one who spends time in the presence of God.
Amen.
Right? And in this message, Brother Minoru tells us to get smoked. Right? Yes. You walk into the tabernacle and you still smell like it. You still smell like all the offerings, all the burnt offerings, all that consecration to God, and you're just saturated in the presence of God.
Amen.
And what that reminded me of in the Memorial Day conference, I don't know if you guys are at that message yet, but in speaking of the God-man living and in the shepherding of man, in Luke, it talks about, I think in Luke 15:1, how the tax collectors and sinners drew near to him.
Yes.
Right? They drew near to the Lord Jesus. And I know in my experience with my coworkers and stuff, in the beginning I'm kind of just like, this like weird, like, no, I don't do that. Sorry, I can't do that. No, I don't really watch movies. No, I don't, like, do all those things. It's like, oh, did you watch that show? It was, like, 3 years ago. I don't know what season we're on now. But, so it's kind of like, I'm, like, this weird, like, kid, like, among them. But the Lord was not weird to them at all.
Amen.
So the tax collectors and sinners, they drew near to him.
Yeah. Amen.
There was something fragrant about this one.
Amen.
About one who, you know, I was reminded yesterday, in the morning, that when the Lord woke up in the morning, he just left all the people, left his friends, whatever, and he just went to the mountain to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
Right? This is the real priest.
Yeah.
The
Amen.
One that just spends time with the Lord.
Amen.
And, right, we may have the burden for the gospel.
Amen.
Right? We may have the hunger, and we want the gospel, someone to feed. But the Lord, he did go find some people. He did like travel, but in other times they drew near to him.
Amen.
They just came to him, right? One day I was like, I was hungry for the gospel too. And I was like, Lord, bring me a son of peace.
Amen.
And I was at the gym and there's this gigantic dude and he was humming and I was like, this guy's definitely enjoying the Lord, right? Because no one today sings because people are sad. And I was like, what are you singing? What are you singing? And he's like, oh, it's a gospel song. And we just had some sweet fellowship.
Wow.
Right? Ray Maganga. That's his name. And we just had some sweet fellowship. And, you know, it's just a matter of priests and of ministering God
Amen.
To one another.
Amen.
You know, he texted me later. He's like, he's so appreciative of our fellowship.
Amen.
Of just being one who's trying to be saturated with the Lord.
Amen.
Trying to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord will bring others to us because we just smell
yeah.
smoke.
Yeah.
Smell like Christ.
Amen.
Smell like the Spirit.
Amen.
That's what I enjoy.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So don't worry if all you have is a dove.
Amen.
Just get it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Actually, I'm going to jump to the day six. That message I really enjoyed this week. And even this morning, I was praying this message. It's really touched me. Maybe we can come to see the page 60. Exodus 26, the verse 26:1. That verse says, now the tabernacle you shall make
with 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet strands.
And here the tabernacle is signified the church life, the body of Christ.
Right.
And it says, you shall make with, what's that mean? What you shall make with 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and the colors blue, purple, and scarlet. it signify we must express all that Christ is in our church life. And the message say we have to check ourselves. I really touch this word. We have to check ourselves.
Right.
We don't check other brothers and sisters. Oh, what are you doing in the church life? What are you saying to me? All these things we have to check ourselves first instead to check others.
Right.
That's the first thing.
Amen.
To check ourselves for what? How we express ourselves in the church life. How we express our flesh, our natural man, our old man, or this all we express this divine nature.
Right. Amen.
And this verse talks about we need to express the divine nature in the church life and not something else.
Amen.
And the message say, if we are not express this divine nature, we are outside the church life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Many times I ask, oh Lord, I physically present myself for the body of Christ, but how I express myself in the church life.
Yeah.
It gives me a warning. I really need to contact the Lord every day.
Amen.
To be saturated by this golden nature, divine nature.
Amen.
So when we come to serve to the Lord, or we fellowship with the brother and sister, we are not express our natural man.
Mm-hmm.
We are express this triune God.
Amen.
His divine nature.
Yes.
And this is the reality of kingdom life.
Amen.
And this, and the message say, we must express all that Christ is. When we are filled with Christ and express Him in a proper way, and we become the body of Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
All these messages really touch me.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't have, I think in the Memorial Day conference that one of the messages said, we don't need a policeman in the church life.
Mm-hmm.
We need to really enjoy the brother and sister. We cannot just judge the brother and sister. I think many times when we are, in the church life, we like to check others, how they are doing, and that's really reminding. I need to turn to the Spirit first. I need to be constituted by this divine life.
Amen.
So this I need to do.
Amen.
And we need to, I think in the message you say, we need to see other people, other things are better than us. I think this is very hard, but especially those who've been trained or those who in the church life for a long time, it's hard for you to see other people better than you, but when we turn to the Spirit, we will humble ourselves.
Amen.
We will always see, oh, I can learn something from brother and sister.
Amen.
And this is come from the divine nature.
Amen.
And this is the way we can build up with other saints.
Amen.
And the Lord will be really happy, and because we are lived by this divine life, and we are in the process of building up the body of Christ.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You jumped to day six, so I can jump on the bandwagon too. I was struck by a phrase in the reading which says that dependency comes through a transforming work.
Amen.
And I think that by nature, none of us like to be dependent because there's a sense of pride that you want to be self-sufficient, you want to be able to manage. And then I remember in the training, they'd often stress this matter of depending on others and things being a body matter, and they would try to give, and they would, there are many, many arrangements, not just in the training, in the church life, for you to experience those things. For example, like, there's no service where it's just one person, hopefully not, one person covering the entirety of the service. You know, there's multiple serving saints who are in coordination, who fellowship with one another, and that's important. It's a covering of the body. Anyway, I don't like being dependent. You know, I don't like having to ask other people for help. For the most part, sometimes it's nice to have my mom to put my clothes in the dryer if I forget. But anyway, but in general, especially in the matters of the church life, like I don't know, I feel like it's awkward to be dependent, and maybe that's because I feel like not that I don't trust you guys, but, like, I don't think I'm trustworthy for you guys, and I, in turn, don't trust, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is that I don't like to depend on other people in the church life, which is bad. I was impressed by the matter of the building being upon the garments of the priest. Mm-hmm. And so, and the thing about that is that in order for the garments to be there, we need to be saturated first. Amen. And so there's a matter, again, of enjoying Christ to the point where we're saturated with him. And that, then we have the robes, and then upon the robes, we have the building.
Amen.
So just a quick experience then, before I got to this message, I got an email from a coordinator of a service I'm involved in, and then this particular coordinator sent me a private email detailing a specific addition to my service that would require another person to be with me in this service. And my first response was, oh, I don't want to, because that would I felt like it's fine for me to be by myself and screwing up. I don't want to have someone else there and then have to deal with them and then me screwing up and then them screwing up or not screwing up and training them for the service. And so I just wanted to be by myself. And I realized that was so very exposing. I was like, why was my first response not amen, body? My first response was, I'd rather just be isolated by myself. I don't know, it's very exposing. And so then, not luckily, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And day six, it talks about this matter of dependency coming through a transforming work and the importance of being transformed into the image of Christ. And then when we have that, then all of the individuality, wanting to be independent is gone, but that's not there in his nature. So I prayed. I said, Lord, I need to depend on you to learn to be dependent.
Yes.
I need to, which is interesting, right? So, you know, I can't be dependent without depending on you, and I can't be dependent without you. Mm-hmm. So help me to be dependent on this member of the body and to be open to that member of the body depending on me.
Amen.
Because I think it goes both ways. Anyway, so, I don't know, I just was praying over this, and I was just so touched. And then, you know, lo and behold, the service happens, and it's all fine. And I just was enjoying, you know, this little small opportunity the Lord opened up for me to experience some building in this way. It's not a huge example of it. It's not a really big service or a really big thing, but I don't know. I think that throughout this past year, one thing that I missed a lot of was, or that's something that I feel like I was lacking a bit of, was this more corporate matter. And this is important because it's the whole thing is the corporate matter. Even when we're singing, what hymn was it that we were singing? I should know because, you know. It was the last stanza, and it was talking about how now we all are enjoying. And so it never ends. I noticed a lot of Brother Lee's hymns never end with just us enjoying or us enjoying the table, individually enjoying the table, individually, you know, remembering. But actually, even remembrance is a corporate thing.
Right.
Our singing and our praising is a corporate thing. So anyway, I'm looking forward to more of these little opportunities for the Lord to expose, you know, my independence, for the Lord to touch me, to depend on him, to be dependent, and to be built up more with his things.
Amen.
Kind of on that note, I also think sometimes I'm very individual or personal, like whenever it comes to my experience of Christ, right? So, for example, in the first 2 days, it's talking about experiencing Christ as the reality of all the offerings, right? And so, in my prayers, like, Lord, I want to learn how to experience you. You know, lay my hands on you, take you as my sin offering, trespass offering, meal offering, peace offering, you know. But then, you know, just as everyone's speaking, I was actually realizing that it's talking about Christ being the food of the priest, right? The food of the priest was actually the remainder of the offering.
Right.
And so the function of the priest was actually to bring these offerings, you know, to God. You know, it was on behalf of somebody else, right? And after they did that, then there was a remainder or a portion for them to eat.
Amen.
So I was like, wow, you know, actually. And so in day two, I just appreciate it was like a very practical example of eating Christ and actually enjoying Christ as a trespass offering, right?
Amen.
And so in my personal experience, I usually just thank you, Lord, you know, for being my trespass offering, for taking care of all, you know, of all these things. But actually here it was talking about how do we eat Christ. It's actually when we have to eat Christ by ministering Christ, right? When we speak the gospel, when we speak about Christ to somebody else and minister Christ to them, and they take Christ as their Savior, meaning they take Christ as their trespass offering,
amen,
then the remainder of the trespass offering becomes the food for the priest to eat.
Amen.
Right? And so actually, How do we eat Christ? We eat Christ by ministering Christ to others.
Amen.
Right? And when Christ becomes the reality of the trespass offering to them, then we have some food to eat. Anyways, it just kind of blows my concepts of what it means to eat Christ, right?
Yeah.
And so in day one, it was just talking actually the there's a portion of the peace offering, there's a portion of the sin offering, right? And the bread of the presence, there's a portion for the priest.
Yes.
But they have to function as priests in order for them to get that portion of the offering. Anyways, that's all I have. That's
Amen.
All I have today. But it's just, wow.
Amen.
You know, when we minister Christ to others, we get fed. And we know, I know that I've had that experience, but to realize, because that's the remainder of the trespass offering that becomes the food for the priest
Amen.
To eat.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, Christ is the food for the priest. That's what I enjoy.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I also enjoy this portion about the trespass offering. And I enjoyed this, I was touched by the sentence that if we are lazy and do not go out to reach others, we are hungry within. And I was like,
yes.
Oh, I'm lazy. And I don't go out to reach others. And that's why I'm hungry. I think I appreciated seeing hunger in this matter of enjoying Christ as an offering. I think when we're hungry, it's because I'm like, oh, it's because I haven't been eating Christ. Oh, I'm hungry because I've been filled with other things. Or I'm hungry, you know, because of this and that. But we're hungry because we're not going out to reach others.
Right.
And oftentimes, whenever we do reach others, then we realize that we're hungry. If that makes sense. So last night at the young people's meeting, Tina was getting baptized, and she went upstairs with some brothers to pray, and then I kind of got pulled in just because I was right there. And so we went up and prayed, and anyway, I was so refreshed just
Amen.
Hearing her share why she wanted to be baptized, praying with the brothers, praying for her baptism, praying for her Christian life, and anyway, I just had this experience. I didn't even know I was hungry until I got fed in that moment. So
Amen.
So I just enjoyed, we need to go out and minister Christ to others, and when we do, we're satisfied.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I don't know how I missed this verse all these years, but this is awesome. 2 Corinthians 5:2. We groan, longing to be clothed upon with our dwelling place from heaven.
Amen.
I mean,
Amen.
It's so clear.
Amen.
Our clothing is our dwelling place.
Amen.
This is awesome.
Amen.
I really appreciate this week to see this connection, right? You know, the priests, they have a particular diet. It's not just manna, but it's offerings. And this requires actually a process, right? It's, you know, the offerings, it's not just like descending from heaven, and that, but no, it requires a process, right? And the way they eat it, the way that they process it is very fine and detailed. And in same way, when you look at the priests, what they wear, oh, it's so detailed. There's so much significance, right? You just look at that outline, right? The gold, the linen, the blue, the colors, the scarlet, so much significance. And then, oh, what gets me every time is, I also missed this for many years, that same material that's on his garment, it's the same material as a tabernacle.
Amen.
So the priest's garment is the same as the dwelling place,
yes.
as a tabernacle.
Yes.
So if you come back from the beginning, that means we need to eat Christ.
Amen.
Because what we eat, it actually becomes a certain expression. And I just want to read this portion from this ministry. Anyway, it says, we have seen that the Christ whom we have taken in becomes our manifestation. This is our clothing. The food that we take in is the inner supply, and the clothing we wear is the outer expression of what we have taken in.
Amen.
If we feed on Christ all day, eventually He will be expressed from within us.
Amen.
The more we eat of Him, the more He will be expressed.
Amen.
And this expression is the clothing.
Amen.
As we enjoy Christ daily, we will express Him.
Amen.
What we enjoy is Christ taken within.
Amen.
And what we express is Christ manifested without.
Amen.
This manifestation is the heavenly spiritual clothing.
Yes.
And then like what all the other saints were sharing, you know, when you come to day 6, it's so convicting. I don't know, you read that that first portion in the gray, let us check ourselves, oh Lord. Let us check ourselves. What do we express? Do we express the linen? Do we express the blue? Do we express the purple? Do we express ourselves, our fallen flesh, right? Our natural human nature. And so this convicted me, saints, to see that actually the church life is just the expression of Christ.
Amen.
It's just what we enjoy.
Great.
You know, sometimes we throw around this phrase, church life. You know, oh, describe the church life. And it could be very superficial, you know. Oh, it's, you know, well, we have meetings on Tuesdays, prayer. You know, on Fridays we come together, you know, we eat dinner, and then we sing, and then we have some reading. Okay, yeah, that's just the form. But is there the expression of Christ?
Right.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
If we see that the church life is the manifestation of the Christ that we take in, then we will be those who are really desperate to come to the Lord to eat Him,
amen.
To enjoy Him,
yes.
Because that's the church life.
Amen.
That's the real expression of Christ.
Amen.
Otherwise, you know, the reading, the ministry this week says, then we'll be homeless.
Amen.
Okay,
yes.
A really good example of all of this is a snail. I really like this. Okay, you know, a snail with a shell. You know, the snail has to eat, right? If the snail doesn't eat, it'll die. But, you know, I was reading, you know, the snail... Oh, praise the Lord for Wikipedia. The snail, you know, as the snail eats, actually the shell is in proportion to the snail. So as the snail eats, it grows, but then the shell also grows. And the shell is the habitation of the snail, right? The shell, it protects the snail. It's where the snail lives. It's also, you could say, it's a snail's clothing, right? It adorns it. You know, some snails, the shell, it's very pretty, right? And so here, you, with that example, you see all three things, right? The snail has to eat, and as the snail eats, it grows. And as it grows, there's an outward manifestation.
Amen.
There's the habitation, right? And you never see, well, sometimes you do, but that means it's in trouble, right? The snail is always one with its shell,
right?
Right? The snail can't just say, oh, shell, I don't need you. I'll just do my own thing. No. So in other words, you know, we are one. I love that, you know, what our brother was sharing. You know, to put on Christ is just to put on the body.
Amen.
Oh, that terminology is just awesome.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of that before? So to put on Christ, to be clothed with Christ, is just to be put, it's just to put on the body. Or in other words, it's just to put on the church life. And so, hallelujah, all these things are just one, right? We can't separate who we are with what we, how we live, right? Who we are dictates how we live, right? So if we eat Christ, if we enjoy Christ, if we become Christ, then we express Christ.
Amen.
It's just so normal, right? So hallelujah, we're part of the priesthood.
Amen.
We need to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
We need to live Christ, express Christ. So that we can manifest Christ.
Amen.
It was pointed out yesterday at the PSRP that the priests are the group of people who ate so well, so much better than the rest of the Israelites. Because the majority of the Israelites were just eating manna. But the priest gets to eat the offerings, portions of the offerings. And I just saw, amen, Esther was sharing earlier. Well, but they deserve it. You know why? Because they're the ones, I mean, because the Israelites brought those offerings to the priests. They don't kill them. They don't process them. It's the priests who process them. It's the priests who labor to kill those animals and then to prepare them and then to offer them up to God. So it's fair for them to get a portion of it.
Amen.
And that's the way that God ordained. So if you're a priest at that time, you eat the best. and you have to. Imagine the high priest. I mean, this time, all these clothings, all these precious stones, the gold and everything, they're heavy. The clothings are made with, those are solid stuff.
Yeah.
They're heavy. If you don't eat well, if you're weak, or if you're not well supported, you can't even hold your clothing up. I'm talking about the garment, the priest garment. So it's such a, it's just like you labor and you bring the offerings to God and you share a portion of, you enjoy it, and then you're strengthened, you grow, and you can keep up with your clothing. I mean, because right. Otherwise, just imagine, how could the high priest, I mean, you can't be frail, right? How can you,
right.
I mean, even just sustain, and they're heavy, I'm telling you, I mean, they must be heavy. I mean, gold, precious stones, and the plates, and all, my goodness, they're heavy. And then later on, yes, I was so touched by that verse too. Wow, we're supposed to be wearing the tabernacle.
Yeah.
It's like I'm walking around with the tabernacle over me. And when I first thought about it, I'm like, that's kind of awkward. But I'm like, what else are we supposed to be expressing?
Yeah.
That is the only legal expression that we should have, right? When people see us, do they see us with, well, Ruth in her flesh? Or do they see Christ? Do they see the reality of the church? Oh my goodness, so I'm really also reminded by the, yeah, by day six. Oh Lord, I said, Lord, I really gotta check, you know, Lord, am I expressing you or am I expressing myself? And but everything starts with eating.
Yeah.
So I'm just so appreciative the Lord prepared me a companion who kind of volunteered herself, said, do you have someone to do morning revival with you actually in the morning? I said, no, I've been praying for one, but there's none yet. She said, can I be the one? I said, wow, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then, and she's just so faithful. I mean, I knew that she, you know, it's hard for her to get up early in the morning, but she wanted to. Every morning I call, she would answer the phone right away. And oh, it's just so sweet.
Amen.
So every morning I have a wonderful breakfast. I feast on the Lord. And then these morning revival messages are just so enjoyable. I mean, I do spend time myself with the Lord, but it's different when you enjoy it with another, you know, member of the body. And that eating was just so wonderful. And then you probably think, oh, it's nothing. But every day, saints, if you eat every day, it will show. It will show. If you don't eat, it will also show. Yeah. Yeah. You won't be able to carry all those heavy clothings around with you. No. I just praise the Lord. I mean, the Lord, He already, you know, provided us. I mean, the provision is done. I mean, we have the Word, and we have the saints around us. There's no reason for us not to eat. There's no reason for us not to enjoy the priestly food. And then to be filled with Him, and so that we can express Him. Let us just come together and enjoy Him.
Amen. I don't have much to offer because I didn't eat properly this week. I didn't eat much. Instead, I eat a movie. I was in the past week. I was really captured by a movie, a classical American movie. I want to watch it, but after I finished it, I feel so guilty. When I was eating, when I was preparing the food, the enemies told me you're a failure. You watch the movie. So I didn't attend the PSW yesterday because I just feel, oh Lord, I'm so weak because I watched the movie. I feel guilty. And even I decided to not attend the Lord's Day, but yesterday Joe texted me that I needed to be ushering today. So this. So I have no excuse. I need to come.
Amen.
This morning when I was driving the car, I told the Lord, I repent to you.
Amen.
Lord, I didn't eat properly.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. And the Lord showed me that, that I came to the Lord not because how good or how bad I am.
Uh-huh.
I came to the Lord because I take Him as a burnt offering.
Amen.
So, oh, Lord Jesus. That's like Brother Sherba shared every day, even when we eat manna, the manna gives us a new beginning.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
amen.
I want to take you more.
Amen.
Oh, teach me how to eat you properly.
Amen.
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 We need to come boldly.
Amen.
Benjamin, we miss you yesterday morning. The English PSRP. We only have
Ping, Eric, and I, three of us.
Three pants.
So no matter how, you need to come. Your coming is you minister to us.
Amen.
Amen. And but we enjoy, really enjoy sharing all the saints. I actually enjoy very similar point as you have, and I really feel we really have been speaking from the Lord. And one thing I enjoy is the word priesthood, you know, translated in the New Testament, actually there's two different words in the message tell us. In Hebrews 7, the priesthood basically talking about the office of a priest.
Right.
And but here in 1 Peter chapter 2, the priesthood is the body of priest. That means priest. There's no individual priest.
Right. Right.
Priest must be in priesthood.
Amen.
Yeah. Priesthood. I don't know. I don't really understand this English word hood, but I suppose hood means it's a corporate, right? Like a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Priesthood.
Yeah.
I don't know what does that mean, Robin Hood, but definitely I think the hood is a corporate body. So I enjoy this, and we need to put, so when we put on the garment, actually we put on the new man.
Amen.
There's no individual garment for us, for priest. And the service, our service is also corporate, even our eating, our enjoy.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking this week also, you know, we know priest, the most important thing is they need to express God, right?
Amen.
Express and dominion for God. But just like Sister shared, you know, this, it makes no sense if no others, then what does it mean you express God? To whom, right? Or you dominion over something for God. There must be someone else. There's the object. So priest, we are not, it's important for our relationship with God, but very important is also our relationship with others.
Amen.
Actually, the existence of priests is because there are others.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, definitely the priests need to offer sacrifices for themselves,
right,
for ourselves, right? Otherwise, we cannot come before the Lord. But priests offering for themselves, the purpose is they are qualified to offer for others.
Yeah. Amen.
So I really also enjoy this very much this week. Day two, we need to minister Christ to others.
Amen.
And that's the top enjoyment as Christ as of our food.
Amen.
You know, I'm reading a book called The Advance of the Lord's Recovery Today. And that I think there's a message given by Brother Lee in 1989. And he said in that book, so that book is, the message is given after the first edition of Recovery Version Bible's publication. So he said the footnote in 1 Peter chapter 2, 5 is incomplete. What is missing? He said that part is talking about priests need to offer spiritual sacrifices to God. And he said what is missing? Is missing, he haven't put that we need to offer the sinners to God.
Amen.
But you check the current edition, is definitely there. Right? So if we, as priests, we do not offer sinner the sacrifice for the sinner, then you know our priesthood, our offices, our responsibility is incomplete.
Right.
So, and that, speaking to myself, I think that part is I'm lacking most, a lot. So I really like enjoy all the saints. We need to preach the gospel.
Amen.
and not only to sinners, even we minister to one another.
Amen.
That's we will have top enjoyment.
Yes.
as priest.
Amen.
And also in the body.
Amen.
So I will encourage all the saints, we stay for the message, right? Video.
Amen.
This Memorial Weekend conference is on the new revival.
Mm-hmm.
And we know there are three factors of the new revival, right? The first is the high peak truth or high peak vision of the age, right? The second part factor is the government living. And the third part is the shepherding according to God. And today is the last message, is the second message on this shepherding according to God.
Amen.
And that, I think, if we can receive the burden and the practice according to this vision,
amen,
we will have a top enjoyment,
amen,
of the Lord. Amen.
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 That's a prayer.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Lord
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking this morning.
Amen.
Oh, we're not here as individual priests.
Amen.
We're part of the priesthood.
Amen.
Oh, we give you this upcoming week.
Amen.
I pray we would continue to eat and enjoy you.
Amen.
Lord, individually and corporately.
Amen.
Offer up spiritual sacrifices to you.
Amen.
Minister Christ to others.
Amen.
And be in our daily living.
Amen.
You could live out you.
Amen.
Amen.
In our daily living.
Amen.
Lord, you will give us a new day.
Amen.
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Let us enjoy you.
Amen.
Fill you out.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that as priests, we are saturated unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we give you this coming week.
Amen.
Lord, we have more enjoy of you.
Amen.
More expression.
Amen.
Even more building up.
Amen.
Lord, take you as our food.
Amen.
Clothing.
Amen.
And our dwelling place.
Amen.
So we eat quickly and what we start.
Think quickly.
Quickly.